this is good news. Just in time for the football season. Chicken wings are cheap. Cheaper than they were before the pandemic. They're at their lowest price in years, about $1.60 a pound. That's the average wholesale price. Speaking of football, it's that time again. Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald with us. And are you recovered from your jet lag from the Ireland trip, Fitz?
Absolutely, Bob. It's great to be on with you this morning. And fired up to hear about those inexpensive chicken wings. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go, Cats. You guys have a pretty good record. Home openers with you as the coach, 11-5 at Ryan Field.
Yeah, I wish that was 16-0. But, yeah, it's great to be back in Evanston. And it was an amazing experience in Ireland. But it's great to get back and, you know, kind of get now into our normal routine as, you know, we really embark in the season.
You know, I was just thinking about that. I mean, I don't know if it seems this way to you. It seems like it's been longer than 2 weeks since you played that game. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, you know, we've treated this this week and a half like the opener, Dave. It's one of those situations. It's pretty unique playing 0 week and then having a bye. But I'm glad we did it. You know, you watched, you know, Nebraska, we would not have been ready to play last week. You know, we would have had to come back right away after the game. And, you know, I'm just appreciative of the Big Ten giving us the bye week. And, you know, hopefully it'll pay dividends here this Saturday against the Duke Blue Devils.
Are you able, though, to come back from Dublin and kind of narrow your scope a little bit the last couple of weeks in practice where, since you've played a game, you can kind of focus on specifics where maybe you identified a need for improvement?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of need for a lot of improvement. So that's been the focus here the last week and a half, no question. You know, fundamentally, there were some things we did not do very well. You know, I thought we tackled well, but I think we could tackle better in a lot of ways. So we, you know, obviously working that every day. And then, you know, special teams-wise, we had quite a few guys get their first experience. I thought we played hard. I don't think we played smart. I don't think we executed well, and I don't think we played very fundamentally sound. So a lot of room for improvement in that area, and, you know, I look forward to watching us compete here tomorrow.
You got Duke coming in tomorrow. You see some similarities. They won big, their opener. I know you have some former colleagues, some guys you know well on their staff.
Yeah, you know, a new era in Duke football with, you know, new head coach and, you know, new staff and you know, new energy, right? And you come out and you win the opener, and Coach Elko and I are really good friends, and he's going to do a phenomenal job there. But it's another one of these where, you know, I'm a huge fan of him and you know, Kevin Johns and Adam Cushing and Pat Doherty in every game. But the 3 hours that we'll be competing against each other, you know, and that's obviously tomorrow. But, yeah, they had a big win against Temple. They looked really good. So it got our guys' attention right away when we got back. And, you know, it'll be a fun challenge tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, my wife and I were riding our bicycles along the lakefront past that beautiful lakefront facility of yours. Can I get a key to the building with all the exercise equipment?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen, but thanks for asking.
Yeah. Go get them. Thanks, Fitz.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot. Go Cats.
Yeah, on WGN Radio. What time tomorrow, Dave?
It'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah, I don't I'll see if I could maybe persuade him, but I don't think it's likely.
Yeah, work on that this season. No, I don't, it's still early in the year.